Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This NFL Week 16 Saturday Games Betting Picks edition of the NFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off first for your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Game Time makes a perfect holiday gift. Just sign up at gametime.co and use promo code CFBX for $20 off. That's gametime.co using promo code CFBX.
I'm just about that action, boss.
You have to be kidding me. That is impossible.
I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants it?
Welcome, everyone, to the NFL Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, December the 22nd, currently 1:35 on the East Coast. here to do a special episode for the two Saturday games on the NFL Week 16 schedule. And joining me here to help me break down both games, you guys know him as a voice here, of course, on the NFL Gambling Podcast, the MLB Gambling Podcast, and the NBA Gambling Podcast. It's Lante Smith. Lante, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Good to be here with you breaking down these few games. Wish they were better games, per se. Well, we got one intriguing game. I guess Cincinnati-Pittsburgh is pretty intriguing. But, yeah, man, looking forward to breaking it down with you and hopefully get right out of some of these.
Yeah, I know another week here with Saturday games here. Like you mentioned, we got the AFC North battle, the Cincinnati Bengals. They are in the Steel City to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then we have the surging, quotation marks, Buffalo Bills headed to LA as he could take on the Chargers in that game as they are trying to fight for their playoff lives are the Buffalo Bills. But yeah, hopefully we can keep the one short and sweet and get this out to our listeners. And hopefully we put some more money in the pockets of our listeners for this weekend before Christmas and maybe some additional gifts coming for our listeners as far as Christmas goes and the holiday season. Lante, let's just dive right into it, my man. Let's get into the first game here. We got the Cincinnati Bengals. They are in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. They are currently sitting as a 3-point favorite now in this game with a total of 38. Let's get into the injury report here for both of these teams. Obviously, for the Cincinnati Bengals, it will be another start for Mr. Jake Browning, who has looked pretty good for the Cincinnati Bengals over the course of the last couple of weeks here. They did get the victory against the Minnesota Vikings last week in overtime, 27-24, and they took care of business against the Indianapolis Colts, 34-14. But looking at the injury report for both of these teams, here, start here with the Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be out for this game. He's dealing with a shoulder injury. He wasn't in practice on Thursday. He has officially been ruled out. DJ Ivy, cornerback, was placed on the IR. He's dealing with a knee injury. And also defensive tackle DJ Reader. That's a big loss there on the line there. He has a quadriceps injury. He was put on the IR as well. Cam Taylor-Britt is supposed to come back from the IR. Not sure if it will be this game or not, but he should be back sooner rather than later for the secondary of the Cincinnati Bengals. For the Pittsburgh Steelers here, Lante, we've got on their injury report, Trenton Thompson, safety, is dealing with a neck injury. He is out for this game. We know Kenny Pickett is going to be out for this game as well. Mika Fitzpatrick is out for this game as well. He's dealing with a knee injury and is did not practice on Tuesday and has already been ruled out for this game. And that is pretty much it. It is going to be Mason Rudolph. Get the start here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Currently, they are catching 3 points here against the Cincinnati Bengals in a division game. Lante, what are you thinking about this total? Or sorry, the side here.
Yeah, I mean, interesting game per se. Usually in a spot like if all things were equal, this would probably be a spot that the Steelers would be probably the sharper side. But, you know, kind of the unknown with Rudolph making his first start in the last 2 years. The top three safeties out for Pittsburgh. And, yeah, just a lot of unknown. Excuse me, on the Pittsburgh side. And I mean, just even with all that, I can't get to 3 with Cincinnati. I made the game more like pick, even with the, you know, it's not really, I don't think it's a downgrade from Trubisky to Rudolph. I mean, maybe a slight tick up. Just, I mean, we haven't seen it, but I guess the guys are rallying around Rudolph. If you see some of the reports that are coming out, the guys really like him. So that's, you know, he's got a positive in his direction right there. Not sure all the guys were a fan of Trubisky, but yeah, just core number wise, I couldn't get to 3. So I'll probably be on the Pittsburgh side, just seeing if it goes up a little bit more. You know, the loss, you mentioned it, of Reader is big for the interior of that defensive line because Cincinnati was already poor against the run with him, 28th in rushing yards allowed. And they struggled defending Najee Harris, in that game with Reed, who had 99 yards in that first meeting that they won, that Pittsburgh won 16-10. So, yeah, I'm gonna probably be on Pittsburgh here. I just, you know, Cincinnati coming off 3 straight wins. The loss of Chase, who had 4 for 81 in that first meeting. I think that's gonna be big. Higgins didn't play in that first matchup either, but they held Cincinnati to 222 total yards. I mean, it was Browning's first start, but again, the numbers are what the numbers are. But if you look at like some of his advanced, like average depth of target, doing the things. He's not really stretching the field. He had that one throw to Higgins, but it wasn't really a good throw, more of a good catch and, you know, stretch by Higgins. But not taking anything away from him, but I just don't think that he's as good as his numbers indicate. You know, the safeties being out is to the advantage of Brown and to be able to get the ball to Higgins and Boyd to a certain extent. But I like Pittsburgh here, man. I think they win the game outright, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't like some of the things that, you know, Pickens, I know you've probably seen some of the stuff that was going on with Pickens and not a lot liking some of the stuff that's coming out with him. But I think this is a Pittsburgh spot. Yeah, this is a Pittsburgh spot. This, you know, they had a good game, but it was the first game without Canada in the first matchup. So, you know, it's always hard to decipher, you know, first game bumps versus what they have been since then. But I do think Rudolph is being priced like he's, you know, 2 points worse than Trubisky, and I don't think that's the case. So I'm going with Pittsburgh here. I think win the game outright.
Yeah, I thought 3 was a lot here for the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, this number was around, I want to say 2 or 2.5 this morning, and then it's shot up to 3 now. So I think that you're right about Mason Rudolph. I don't think that he's necessarily a downgrade for the Pittsburgh Steelers at that starting quarterback position, but also don't think it's lateral. I think that he's slightly better, if not a little bit better, than Mitchell Trubisky. And I think that when you talk about quarterbacks seizing the opportunity, I think this is the opportunity again for Mason Rudolph, because we saw it a couple seasons ago where he did come in. I think it was at the time when Big Ben was still the quarterback for the Steelers. I mean, for those couple of first games, that he did pretty well for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you also take a look at the Cincinnati Bengals here in division games since last season. Lonte, they haven't been very good in these division spots. So over the last, including last season and this year, the Cincinnati Bengals in the division, 4-7 straight up, 3-8 against the spread. I believe they're winless this season in that division. Yeah, they're 0-4 straight up and 0-4 against the spread. Now, these two teams did match up back on November 26th in week 12, and the Steelers did get the victory in that game 16-10. I believe that was a game their DTR started for the Browns, if I'm not mistaken. But I love the spot here for rushing attack here for the Steelers. I know we'll get to that here, player props, in a minute. But I think that 3 was too many points. You take a look at also Mike Tomlin in situations as a division dog since the 2015 season, 13-6-1 against the spread, 68.4%, 11-9 straight up in those spots as well for Mike Tomlin in the Steelers. And I know a lot of that was with Big Ben, but I think that this is an opportunity. Now, they're still fighting for something. They're still fighting for the playoff spot, right? So I think it's a big game for both teams here, especially for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if they do lose this game, they can probably kiss their chances of making the playoffs goodbye. One more note here. Since the 2015 season, under the Mike Tomlin era, the Steelers in division games, 36-17-1 straight up, 33-18-3 towards the under. So I think it's an opportunity where Mike Tomlin gets his guys rallied. He made that quarterback change for a reason, right? I think that Mason Rudolph, like you mentioned, I think it's definitely better than Mitchell Trubisky, because he makes a lot of questionable decisions more times than not does Mitchell Trubisky. Mm-hmm. So I think that Mason Rudolph will be a little bit more careful for the football. I think it'll be a little bit more sharper, a little bit more decisive as well, Mason Rudolph. And again, going up against the Cincinnati Bengals defense, like you mentioned, that gives up a lot of yardage. And if you also do want to protect Mason Rudolph in this game, you can always hand the ball off to Jaylen Warren, Najee Harris. I know there was a couple of clips circulating on Twitter earlier this week against the Colts where he had an opportunity to go left, but he ended up going right into the defender of this Indianapolis Colts last week. So, you know, those are the type of differences in the game here. But I think that, you know, this might be a big week for running backs on both sides of this game. We'll talk about player props here in a minute. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. I like the Steelers here plus the 3, especially at home in this game.
Yeah. The running back thing is a good – I forgot to bring it up. Yeah, they Cincinnati, they struggle defending running backs. I mean, Pittsburgh does. I'm sorry. So, you know, I think both sides should have some success. Like, if you look at the recent success of running backs, Sermon and Goodson, who are two backups, they had 65 yards each versus Pittsburgh, both average over 5 yards per carry. Zeke had 20 plus touches for 140 yards. Connor had 25 for 105. So, yeah, I think, you know, Mixon, Chase Brown could have a good day. But on the opposite side, I think that, you know, Najee and Jaylen Brown could have success too, like you mentioned.
Yeah. All right, Lonzo, before we do it, let's give our thoughts on the total here for this game. Let me tell everyone about Prize Picks. Look, Prize Picks is one of the best daily fantasy sports, if not the daily fantasy sports platforms out there. It's so fun to play on Prize Picks. I've made a lot of money over on Prize Picks, and you know, I want to get you guys in on the action as well. So Prize Picks is pretty simple, man. You can go to their app or their website, and all you have to do is just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. It's pretty much that simple. And also with the basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League tab, a league that's been created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports or leagues. So for example, if you want to get down on LeBron and Travis Kelce at a combo of 10.5 three-pointers made and receptions, well, you can do that over on Prize Picks. Also, Prize Picks even offers a reboot policy so that your entry stays in play even if one of your players gets injured. So, for example, for football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. Also, they just added Apple Pay, so it makes it easy for quick withdrawals and easy gameplay. And also, they have an enormous selection of players, stat types on what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. So how do you take advantage of this? All you got to do is go to prizepicks.com/SGPN and make sure you use our promo code SGPN for your first deposit match up to $100. Again, that's prizepicks.com/SGPN, but make sure you use that promo code SGPN. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. All right, Lante, let's get into the total for this game. That's currently sitting at 38. Any thoughts on the total here?
Yeah, I probably lean to the under. I would go under or nothing. Just, I mean, I think we see a typical AFC North football game. The last game was 16-10, didn't even come close to this total. And they had the somewhat known commodity at quarterback. But if you look at some of the season-long stuff for Pittsburgh, they've been rotating between quarterbacks. But, I mean, they haven't cracked 20 points since week 10. They've only scored over 20 points four times this year. The total yards for them, they had 216 versus Indianapolis, who is a bottom-tier defense. They had 264 versus New England, which is – they had a good rush defense, but, you know, the pass defense is good, especially with all those injuries. They did perform decent against Arizona. It was a bad defense, 317. And then they had the coming out party afterwards with 421 versus Cincinnati after Canada was fired. And then they resulted back down to 240 versus Cleveland, who's a better defense than what they're facing here. But so just a lot of mixed results here. I don't think Pittsburgh, even with Rudolph, I think they played more of a conservative role. You know, check down here, get Freiermuth involved, use both of the backs in the passing game as well. And two of the last three have went under in this series. Cincinnati's 27 plus in three straight, but this is versus soft defenses. They only had 3 points through three quarters last week and into the fourth quarter, and you saw some of the shenanigans that went on in that fourth quarter. So I think some of that, you know, 27 plus in those three straight games is a little misleading. But I think we go under here. Both teams struggle on third down offense. Pittsburgh 26th. Cincinnati 21st. So I think we see a lot of three and outs. I'll be surprised if we see another 16-10 is a good score. I would probably go, you know, 17-13, 17-14 type game here.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you mentioned it that, especially in this AFC North division, like when you don't have elite quarterback play, especially like the Steelers don't have right now, they're going to have to win with their defense. And it's not, you can't get into a Steelers offense is not equipped to get into a shootout, right? And like right. We saw that last week against the Colts, that they were able to put up, 30 points in that game. And the Steelers just weren't able to put up with it. So I think that if you like the Steelers in this game like we do, you got to look at the under in this game. Like I mentioned, since the 2015 season for the Steelers in division games, 33-18-3 against the spread, to the under. That's close to 64.7% towards the under. So and you take a look at it, they have gone under in three straight division games this season. Actually, Browns, Ravens, Bengals, the Steelers have faced were all games that had less than 30 points, 27 against the Ravens, 23 in the games against the Browns, and then 26 against the Bengals. So it seems like that it's a little bit of a correlation that if you do like the Steelers in this game, you want to take a look at taking the under in this game here as well. Monte, player props, man. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I got three, I think. Let me see. Do I have three? Yeah, three. So I'm not sure if we aligned on any of these. So the first one, which I like a lot, which actually you put me on this a while back. I like Joe Mixon over 19.5 receiving yards. He's over in four of his last five. He had four more versus Pittsburgh in the previous meeting. If you look at some of his receptions, targets, he had four plus targets in four of his last seven. In between that time frame, he had three plus receptions in five of those seven. So at 20 yards, you're looking at, you know, 7 or 8 yards a catch. I think he can get that. He probably can get it with, you know, one or two catches. So I like Mixon over the 19.5 receiving yards. We mentioned how Cincinnati has struggled also with defending running back. I mean, how Pittsburgh has struggled with defending running backs, and I think that will be a case for Mixon to have a good game here. I'm also going with Pat Freiermuth over 25.5 receiving yards. He had a really good game versus Cincinnati in his first meeting, 9 for 120. If you look at some of the tight ends versus Cincinnati, Hockenson 6 for 83, Mallory, who's probably a third or fourth string, he had 5 for 48. Didn't have too much of a impact as far as, you know, yardage wise, but he was moving the chains. Ingram 9 for 82, and then also I mentioned Freiermuth had 9 for 120, and Dalton Schultz had 4 for 71. So they're having some success against those tight ends. Are having some success against that Cincinnati defense. Pat Freiermuth also had 5+ targets in 3 of his last 4 games. I think the game plan has to be, you know, keep it simple. I don't think Rudolph is going to be stretching the field by any means. So I think underneath to tight ends and running backs is going to be probably the best bet for him. And last one, I got Tanner Hudson over 28.5, I'm sorry, receiving yards. He's over in 6 of 9 games this year. He's had 4+ targets in 3 of his 4 games with Browning. The yardage, he's over in half of those games with Browning, but he's getting the volume. So I think Tanner Hudson also has a good chance to have a good game here. And if you look at some of the tight ends versus Pittsburgh, in each of the last 3 games, the tight end has scored. So I would look at, Tanner Hudson anytime touchdown scorer as well.
Yeah, you mentioned the Cincinnati Bengals have struggled against the tight end position. I think it was the first game back for Pat Freiermuth, where he had 11 receptions, 120 yards against the Cincinnati Bengals. I know the recent stats for him aren't jumping off the page, especially because he hasn't really been involved for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but like I mentioned, he had that game earlier this season against the Cincinnati Bengals where he's been really good. What was the number you said it was his yardage, 30.5?
Freiermuth?
Yeah.
When I did my notes, it was 25.5, actually.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah, double check. 26.5. Okay.
Yeah, I see 26.5 on DraftKings, but last four games.
It's a couple of if you shop around, you can find 25.5.
Yeah, definitely shop around, like we always say, find the best number. But 5 career games against the Bengals, the last 4 games, in fact, he's actually gone over this projection of 25.5. He had 40, 75, 79, like I mentioned, 120 in that game a couple weeks ago, I should say, against the Cincinnati Bengals. So I do like that as well. I got to go back to my guy, Jaylen Warren, man. He's been really good to me this season. I've been banging on this drum about his receiving props all season. And again, he got it done for me last week as well against the Indianapolis Colts. I do expect heavy doses of Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren this game. So for Jaylen Warren, if you want to go rushing and receiving or just go receiving, I don't hate that. In a matchup earlier this season, he had 13 attempts for 49 yards and three receptions for 13 yards. I can think it's a possibility where Najee Harris and both Jaylen Warren have at least 50 rushing yards in this game. Najee earlier the season against the Cincinnati Bengals, 15 carries for 99 yards, so one of his better performances this season. And historically against the Cincinnati Bengals, he's put up back-to-back games of 90-plus rushing yards in those games. So, and he's also scored in back-to-back games against the Cincinnati Bengals, and this one dates back to last season as well. So expect heavy doses of both running backs in this game. So those are the kind of ones I were looking at here. Lonte, anything else for this game?
No, that's all I have.
All right, before we get over to the next game of the Saturday schedules between the Bills and the Chargers, let me tell everyone about Game Time. Look, it's that time of year where you are looking to maybe get out to a football game, basketball game, college, you know, sports as well. And you need a place to find tickets and you want to have a stress-free experience. Let Game Time help you out. Do yourselves a favor. Just download the Game Time app or just go to gametime.co and they make it super easy. Some of the great things I love about their app is that it's number one, it's super easy to use. And not only for sports. Look, if you have a comedy show that's in your area, you have a theater show that's in your area, whatever the case might be, there's something that you want to get out to that's in your area, they'll have tickets on that app. And their app is so easy to use. They always have killer last-minute deals. They have tickets right up to the game event or the event that you want to get out to. And they also have images of your seat view before you actually purchase those tickets. So you don't have any surprises when you actually get to the actual venue. You know exactly what to expect when you buy those tickets. It's two taps and you're all set to go. The tickets are sent directly to your phone. You don't have to wait for them in the mailbox. You don't have to haggle through your email box, stressing that they're going to get lost. Nope, they're sent directly to your phone. And they create that stress-free experience of buying tickets so you can get hyped for the fun that you're going to have. So all you got to do is go to gametime.co, create yourself an account, and use promo code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Again, go to gametime.co or download the app. Create yourself an account, use our promo code CFBX. And look, they also make a great holiday present. If you are looking for a last minute gift for your loved ones, coworkers, whatever the case might be, do yourself a favor, go to Game Time, use our promo code CFBX and enjoy going to those events. Again, gametime.co, promo code CFBX. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets Revolutionary Parlay Optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which plays are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark. Join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, Lante, let's get into the second game of the schedule on Saturday. That's going to be the Buffalo Bills. They are visiting the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Bills are sitting as a 12-point favorite in this game with a total of 44. Looking at the injury report for both of these teams here, let's start here with the Buffalo Bills. For the Buffalo Bills, on their injury report here as I pull it up, so Justin Shorter, wide receiver, is not going to be active for this game. He was placed on IR. Ty Johnson, running back, is listed as questionable. He's dealing with a shoulder injury. Jordan Phillips, defensive tackle, was placed on the IR for the Bills. So another injury on their defensive front. Micah Hyde is also going to be out for this game. He's dealing with a neck injury and has already been ruled out. Maybe getting some reinforcements back. Kyra Elam, cornerback, was activated off of the IR, was a full participant on Tuesday. We'll see if he plays in this game or not. And Daquan Jones, defensive tackle, has been designated to return from IR on Tuesday. We'll see if those two guys are able to play in this game or not. But Lante, Buffalo Bills coming off of two impressive victories. They beat the Chiefs 2 weeks ago, and then they got the they beat the brakes off of the Dallas Cowboys last week at home, and now inserted themselves back into the playoff picture here. Now they go up against a team that is on their backup quarterback. The head coach got fired. So this is a game that they want to take lightly here if you're the Buffalo Bills. Can you make a case for the Chargers here, or do you think the Buffalo Bills roll?
Well, you can make a recommendation for the Chargers, but man, I can't do it. The Sharps do love the Chargers. I know a few people who were on them at 14, I think 13 and a half. That's why we're down to what we are right now. You know, they got the new coach bump, plus, you know, they're getting embarrassed on national TV. Public's probably going to be all over Buffalo. So you got that angle going for you. But I don't know if I can do it. I mean, no Keenan Allen. He's probably done for the rest of the year.
I didn't get to the injury report for the Chargers.
No, it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. I mean, but he's the most important thing. He's not there. Bosa's not there on defensive end. Khalil Mack is kind of like veered off and hasn't been as good. I mean, his three turnovers versus he had three turnovers in his first start. A lot of his stats were in garbage time, so you know they look good, but I don't know, man. I don't know if you can make a case. They don't have a lot of skill position talent. Eckler, who was supposed to be, you know, one of their better players, he hasn't been doing anything. I think he only had 9 yards rushing against the Raiders in that Thursday night. I mean, but I can kind of see where they're going with, taking – it's a big number to be laying, especially on the road against the Buffalo team who, while they've been playing good as of late, if you're on them, you're probably buying them at the very top of the market value. And you mentioned the injuries for the Bills. I think that's somewhat concerning with Ebenezer Phillips and Micah Hyde. But, again, you got to ask yourself, excuse me, can Easton Stick take advantage of that secondary? But I think if Buffalo can bring their B-minus game, B-plus game, and win the game by, you know, double digits, but 15-plus – I'm not 100% sure if garbage time comes in the back door could be open. Another thing to monitor is James Cook. He was dealing with an illness, didn't practice yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
He
did not practice yesterday, and he's been utilized even more since Brady took over the play calling duties. If you look at his numbers, he was 102 total yards versus the Jets, 100 yards versus Philadelphia, 141 versus Kansas City, and, of course, 227 versus Dallas. So – he's been utilized a lot. I mean, he's probably been their best player since the firing of Ken Dorsey. He's 32 yards away from 1,000 yards rushing. He'll be the first back to do that in Buffalo history since LeSean McCoy in 2017. So, yeah, man, I mean, the injuries are concerning for Buffalo. Maybe come in and, you know, trying to just squeak by. And I can see why the Sharps are taking the points. But, I mean, you look at the Chargers, they've been pathetic. They haven't scored in the first half in the last three games. If Allen comes in and doesn't turn the ball over, I think they'll be fine. I don't think he has turned the ball over in his past two or three games. He's 25-4 when he does not have a turnover. So they come in, take care of the ball. I think they can win this convincingly, but I'll probably be staying away, just look at some player props and get into the total whenever we get to it.
Yeah, I didn't have much for this game either. I mean, maybe if you want to tease the Bills down to -6, I mean, that's a possibility. But I do think the Bills do get the job done here, obviously, against the Chargers here, like you mentioned. We'll be without Keenan Allen, backup quarterback, interim head coach for this Chargers team. I just don't there's nothing really to play for the Chargers, right? I think it spoke volumes last week that they got their brakes or beaten off by the Raiders, who put up 63 points against them. So how does this team respond? Like, is a motivation still there for the Chargers? I mean, everything is there for the Bills. Like, they need to win games to get into the playoffs. And again, I know they kind of went up in had a hiccup in the middle of the season there, but now they've won two games in a row. They beat quality opponents in the Chiefs and the Cowboys last week. Now you're on the West Coast against a team, like I mentioned, that is just, you know, pretty much quit. So I think I would probably just tease the Bills down if I had a choice. I'm not comfortable laying 12 points or double digit points, especially with a road favorite here. That usually doesn't typically go well when you look at it. So I do obviously do think Bills do get the victory here, but I think 12 is a little too much for lay. And again, would you be surprised if they won by 4 touchdowns here? Absolutely not. Total sitting at 44 here, Lante. What are you thinking about that?
Yeah, I'd probably go under, if anything. I just don't trust the offense of the Chargers. Like I mentioned, have scored in the first half in the last games. But I can see a way that it gets over two ways would be, the first way would be the Bills just scoring, you know, basically the number itself, they go 40 plus itself, or they, you know, kind of score early on and let them up the gas, and then they let, you know, Chargers come in the back door. So that, I'll stay off of it, the full total, but I do love the Buffalo Bills team total, probably my best bet of this slate. The team total over 27.5. They scored 30 plus in three of the last four games versus way better defenses. And like I mentioned, if it's a blowout, the Chargers, you know, they could score late to push it over, but I would rather have the Bills team total go over. I think they could pretty much score with ease here. So I like the Bills team total over 27.5. If I had to make a play on it, I would lean under. I think we can see maybe a 30 to 10 type of game, 36-7, something like that.
I'd be curious to see what the Bills' first half team total is in this game. If it's less than,
I'm assuming it has to be 14.5 with the 20, or 14.5, 15.5 with the 27.5.4.
Yeah, I was thinking if we could get a sneaky 13.5 in that first half.
No, they ain't giving you that. You know better.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I see a 14.5.
They're not that dumb.
On DraftKings, they also, I know some teams or some books give you total touchdowns in half or even for the game. If you want to look at it that way, I think that's a possibility. But again, I think I'm agree with you that the team total is probably the way to attack the Buffalo Bills in this game. I see 27.5 is at -115. So I do like that for the Buffalo Bills in this game. I think they have a lot of success on the offensive side here. Latte player props in this game, man. What are you looking at?
Yeah, so I'll start off with Josh Allen. Anytime touchdown score, +110. He scored in three straight games with a rush TD and in seven of his last eight. I also like him over 246.5 passing yards. He didn't need to pass any at all. Versus Dallas, as we said, just ran the ball down Dallas' throat. He's had success versus below-average pass defenses, which is what the Chargers categorize as. If you look at some of the numbers versus poor pass defenses, 300-plus for Josh Allen versus Philly. He had almost 260 versus Cincinnati, 320 versus Tampa Bay, 359 versus Jacksonville, 320 versus Miami before they started a resurgence with Jalen Ramsey. So I think he could pretty much drop back and throw it all over the yard and have success. He want to get those receivers happy. Hopefully Gabe Davis can get off the milk carton. He hasn't been good at all this year. Diggs hasn't been good at all either, which will segue into what I think is pretty much correlated. Diggs over 68.5 receiving yards. But he's been struggling big time as of late. Last week, you know, like I said, it was more script-driven. He still had, I think, four catches for like 38 yards. But if you look at the defense of Chargers, the 29th versus wide receiver ones allowing just over 90 yards per game. So I think Diggs can come out of the shell, and him and Allen can connect a few bombs. I wouldn't be surprised if he has 100-plus in this game. So I like Allen. Anytime touchdown score, anything with a plus beside it, like his passing yards over 246.5 and Diggs over 68.5. Those are the three for the Buffalo. For the Chargers, I mean, it's kind of hard to put put a bet on a Chargers player with not knowing, you know, how well Stick will play. But he did have extra time to prepare, 9 days to prepare for this game. So hopefully he can get a little bit better. And like I said, in garbage time, these receivers are always going to be the go-to for him. So I'm going with Josh Palmer over 49.5 receiving yards. He was solid in his first game back since October 29th. He had 100-plus receiving yards in two of his last three games. And before he was injured, he was over this number in four of his seven games. If you look at some of the receivers, I guess these are somewhat wide receiver ones, maybe 1.5 or 1A, 1B, whatever you want to know. But Lamb, of course, is wide receiver one, 7 for 63. Ray Rice, 7 for 72, Devontae Smith, 7 for 103, and Sutton for Denver, 8 for 53. All of these were versus Buffalo. And if you also look at those, each of those wide receivers that scored a touchdown. So if you want to, you know, throw in some Josh Palmer touchdown props as well, I wouldn't be shocked to that. So yeah, Palmer over 49.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, I think that number one, you mentioned it. that Stephon Diggs, I think, has a big game. And again, we talked about this on the podcast. I think Chris mentioned it, that it seems like a buy low spot for Stephon Diggs, right? Just because he hasn't put up the numbers for the Bills offense. And they really haven't needed him, right? But we always know that for Diggs, the targets are going to be there, right? Yep. I mean, he's a target machine. But you know, over the past 2 weeks, 24 receiving yards to the Chiefs and 48 against the Dallas Cowboys. But they've had more of an emphasis on the running game. And I think that's why I really do like Josh Allen over 7.5 rush attempts in this game. He's had at least... I think it's just how the numbers in front of me. At least 9 carries in the last 2 games. And like I mentioned, when it gets down to it, like Josh Allen is going to put his body on the line. And we've seen that he's taken off in the last 2 games. So 8 attempts against the Dallas Cowboys last week, and then he had 10 against the Kansas City Chiefs. It makes me nervous that I don't want to get there with the over on his rushing yards, just because I had 32.5 over against the Chiefs, and those 2 kneel downs on the at the end of the game cost me the over on his rushing yard. So I think the attempts, that if he does get into the realm of having to kneel down at the end of the game, that counts as rush attempts. So last 3 weeks, like I mentioned, he's had over the last 3 weeks, at least 8 rush attempts for Josh Allen. So I think that 7.5 at +105 right now on DraftKings, I really do like that. I like your call on Stephon Diggs as well. I believe I did bag Joshua Palmer last week as well, as far as a player prop. And again, without Keenan Allen on the floor, that opens on the field, that opens about 100 targets for the other wide receivers on this team, because we know Keenan Allen, like Stephon Diggs, is a target machine. So if you want to look at Josh Palmer, Gerald Everett is the guy I don't hate either.
Yeah.
He's been pretty solid as well. For the Chargers, back-to-back weeks, he's had 8 targets each and 5 receptions each. He's had at least 40 receiving yards in 3 out of the last 4 weeks for the Chargers. So that's where I'm kind of at. You already mentioned one touchdown score that you'd like for Josh Allen. Did you like anybody for the Steelers and the Bengals game?
I like Tanner Hudson for on the Cincinnati side. Pat Freiermuth for the Steelers. Also, I like the running backs more so. Jalen Warren. I think this is more of a Jalen Warren type of game. I think he can be able to take over with his speed and power versus Najee. And Najee had a good game the first time around. I think this is Jalen Warren's game right here. So I like Jalen Warren to score a touchdown as well. But the tight ends are probably my favorites, because I think both defenses are susceptible to giving up yardage to tight ends.
I like the Freiermuth call. I do like that. I mentioned Najee Harris has scored in back-to-back games against the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm trying to find the odds here. Let's see. I got it right here. So Najee is at +160. That's a good number for him. Mentioned Pat Freiermuth. Yeah, +380 for him to find the end zone. Love your call on Josh Allen. I think that's a great number as well. That's pretty much it. Josh Palmer, +350. Gerald Everett, +340 as well. I think those are a couple guys that you may want to look at as far as touchdown scores. All right, Lante, anything else for the Bills and Chargers game?
That's it.
All right, man, let's do our best bets here for this Saturday card here between the Steelers and the Bengals and the Bills and the Chargers. Where are you going with your best bet?
I'll go with one with from each game. I'll go Steelers +3 for my first best bet of the game. I just think that I can't get to the number, regardless of Rudolph. I think it's being factored in a little bit too much. And Browning is, numbers have been fine, but I think Pittsburgh will have something for him here. We saw him struggle again. That was his first start, but we saw them put some pressure on him. I think Mike Tomlin will have something ready for the Bengals here. So I think they can win the game outright as well. So, of course, sprinkle on the money line. But I'll take the +3. Like I said, I make the game more so pick. And for the other game, I'm going Buffalo Bills over 27.5, the team total. Like I mentioned, 3 straight games, three out of 4 games, they've been going over against, I guess above average defenses. Some would say, top 5, top 6 defenses. So I think this is a step down competition defensively for them. Shouldn't have any issue moving the ball through the air. We mentioned the Chargers struggling with the pass defense. They don't have a pass rush at all. I mean, outside of Khalil Mack, and even then, he hasn't been great since that big game he had. He's kind of held off. So I think Josh Allen will have plenty of time in the pocket. So I like it over 27.5 for that. So two bets for your Christmas Eve. Well, not Christmas Eve. It'll be 2 days before Christmas. So yeah.
Yeah, Christmas weekend.
Still got time to cash those bets. Go to the mall, buy you another gift, and then be good.
Yeah, I think Lante is probably speaking for himself there about.
Yeah, that's who does.
Yeah, I love those best bets, man. All right, for my best bet, I'm gonna go with the under in the Steelers and the Bengals game, man. Again, three division or four division games this season for the Steelers, and they have three division games. They haven't even sniffed 30 points in any of those games. You're dealing with backup quarterbacks. I think this might be the game where Jake Browning does kind of come back down to earth here. But I think this is a game where if you like the Steelers, like we both like here, Lante, it's going to have to be one of those games where it's going to be a lower scoring game, like the 16-10s, the 17-13s of the world here. I just don't see the Steelers having a lot of success on offense. And I think even if they get into three touchdowns, I think they can limit the offense of the Cincinnati Bengals. So I'm thinking like you mentioned, 17-14, 17-13 in favor of the Steelers here. So I'll go with the under 38 in the Steelers and Bengals game. Lante, before we get out of here, let's put together our Prize Picks entry for this Saturday card here. Again, if you haven't already signed up with an account with Prize Picks, please go in and do so. Go to prizepicks.com/SGPN. Make sure you use that promo code SGPN. You'll get a 100% deposit bonus of up to $100. And again, you guys can come in, make your own picks and entries, and you can either play alongside with us as well. So we'll put together our entry here for the games here. Lante, where do you want to start here, man?
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy. I think we got a couple that we like. We like Diggs over more for his yardage.
I was trying to pull it up here.
No, you good?
You said Warren?
I like Warren too, but that I was saying Diggs one that we like together. Yeah, Diggs. I like Jalen Warren as well. Yeah.
Let's see. Where is Diggs? Diggs is... Okay, I want a... All right, there we go. 70.5 is a number. We'll go with that.
That's fine.
And then I do like Jalen Warren rushing and receiving yards. I think it's a big game for him. That's at 68.5. We'll go more on that.
Yep.
Let's throw out one more. What do you like?
I like both tight ends. I don't know which one you'd like better. I like both tight ends.
I like Freiermuth.
Yeah. I also like Mixon receiving yards over as well.
Mixon.
If you want to throw four in there.
Yeah, let's go Mixon more than 18.5.
Oh yeah.
Receiving yards, and then let me look for Freiermuth. He's at 26.5, so we'll go more on that. All right. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
So Jalen Warren rushing and receiving more than 68.5 yards. Joe Mixon more than 18.5 receiving yards. Pat Freiermuth more than 26.5 receiving yards. And Stephon Diggs more than 70.5 receiving yards. We'll go with a $100 entry on that. On the power play, that'll get you $1,000 in return. And if you want to do a flex play, maybe you want some a little bit of insurance, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. We're not going to judge you for that. But if you do get three out of those four, that $100 entry will pay you about half of that, so $500. So a flex play, three out of four gets you $500. But hey, we let it ride here at Sports Gambling Podcast Network. So 4 for 4 will get us a nice return of $1,000 for our Prize Picks entry. All right, Lante, that's going to do it, my man, for this episode for the Saturday schedule in the NFL. We got a doubleheader, Bengals and Steelers, and then Bills visiting the Chargers. So hopefully we found some more winners here for our listeners. Anything else you want to mention, my man, before we get out of here?
No, that's it. Happy holidays, everybody. Hopefully we can put some money in the pocket for late gifts and even after New Year's festivities. So, yeah, man, looking forward to I think we got a few more shows to knock out for the week. So, yeah, man, looking forward to it.
Yeah, we still got a triple header on Monday for Christmas Day. So me and Lante will record that probably early Saturday morning. So if you guys want to tune us with this, then on the NFL Gambling Podcast YouTube channel, we'll go through all three of those games as we always do, side total player props, and we'll handicap those games on Saturday morning. So again, great reminder to not only subscribe to the NFL Gambling Podcast YouTube channel, but also follow us on Twitter at SGPNNFL. You make sure to follow Lante on X. That's at XXLanteXX. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. Good luck with your bets on the Saturday card. Let's break these books off and let it ride.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.